pagkakataong mabigo ang pamahalang maipasa nito ang inihayang panukala sa kapwa mataas at mababang kapulungan ng parlamento, mayroong natatanging mekanismo sa saligang batas upang magpatawag ng isang halalan bago pa man ang itinakdang panahon o yung tinatawag na double dissolution election. Upang maunawaan kung paano nagaganap ang mekanismong ito, mahalagang balikan ang kasaysayan ng parliamentary democracy ng Australia. Ito'y batay sa British Westminster System. Ang pamahalang federal o ehekutibo ay may responsibilidad sa parlamento o lehislatibong sangay ng pamahalaan. Sa Australia, ang parlamento ay binubuo ng dalawang bahagi. Tuwing tatlong taon, nagaganap ang pampederal na halalan. Ang pamahalaan ay nabubuo ng partidong may pinakamalaking bilang o mayoriang bilang sa mababang kapulungan o yung tinatawag na House of Representatives. Ang mataas na kapulungan, ang Senado, na siyang sumusuri. Sinabi ng professor ng politics sa University of Adelaide sa South Australia, Clem McIntyre, ang pag-obolisa sa kapwa mataas at mababang kapulungan para sa re-election o double dissolution election ay isang seryosong hakbang.
A normal election sees all of the House of Representatives up for election, all 150 members, and half of the Senate, that's the half of the state senators. There are 12 senators representing each state and two from each territory. At a normal half-Senate election, as it's called, six of those senators from the states are elected for six-year terms and the two from each territory are elected for three-year terms. At a double dissolution election, all 76 of those seats become vacant and each state will elect 12 new senators to fill the state spots and the territories two each. Of the 12 state senators, six will be elected to serve three-year terms and six will be elected to serve six-year terms. So that rotation of half the Senate going at each election is back in sync again.
Upang maganap ang isang double dissolution election, kailangan ng pamahalang maghay ng tinatawag sa wikang Ingles na trigger bill. Paliwanag ni Professor McIntyre, ito'y natatanging panukalang batas kung saan ang kapwa mataas at mababang kapulungan ng pamahalang federal ay hindi magkasundong maipasa ito.
The Constitution says if there's a disagreement between the House of Representatives and the Senate over a bill, then the government has the capacity to seek an early election to resolve that. So a bill must be passed in identical form by the lower house and blocked by the Senate twice, and there must be a three-month gap between the first block and the second block. If that happens, the Prime Minister has what's called a trigger bill and can go to the Governor General and say, the Senate is refusing to pass this bill, which the lower house is supporting. I'm requesting a double dissolution election to clean out the whole of the lower house as well as the whole of the Senate and have a fresh election, after which, if we are re-elected, that bill could be re-put to the Parliament.
Ang Governor General ang kumakatawan sa Head of State ng Australia, ang Reyna, at inaasahang kikilos ayon sa payo ng punong ministro at kanyang iaabolisa ang kapwa mataas at mababang kapulungan ng parlamento. Anim na beses pa lamang simula ng tinayo ang Federation ng taong 1901, naganap ang pangyayaring ito. Ang unang double dissolution election ay naganap noong taong 1914, kaugnay ng pag-empleyo ng Unyon sa pampublikong sektor. Ang pinakahuli naganap noong taong 1987, muli pinamunuan ng pamahalang Labor, ngunit sa pagkakataong ito, sa panukalang batas kaugnay ng paggamit ng National Identity Card. Noong taong 1950, ang konserbatibong pamahalang Liberal National na pinamumunuan ng nooy punong ministro Robert Menzies ay umasa na ang panukalang nagbabawal sa Communist Party of Australia magiging daan upang tumawag ng double dissolution vote. Ngunit sa huli ito'y naipasa ng Partido Labor na siyang nagdomina sa Senado. Si Dr. Barry York ay mananalaysay sa Museum of Australian Democracy sa Old Parliament House sa Canberra. Anya, noong taong 1951, muling sinubok ni Robert Menzies gamit ang kabiguang maipasa ang panukala sa mataas na kapulungan.
Menzies' government was opposed to the attempt by the previous Labor Party government headed by Ben Chifley to nationalise the banks. And the dispute, or the deadlock in 1951, was to do with the what was called the Commonwealth Bank Bill, which in effect rescinded any of the attempts to nationalise the banking sector. And that was an example of where the risk involved in the double dissolution paid off for the government, because Menzies ended up back in power with, if I remember correctly, an increased majority.
Nagbabala si Dr. York na hakbang ay di garantiya na makukuha ng pamahalaang kontrol sa kapwa mataas at mababang kapulungan ng parlamento. Nagbabala si Dr. York na hakbang ay di garantiya na makukuha ng pamahalaang kontrol sa kapwa mataas at mababang kapulungan ng parlamento.
It's interesting from a politician's point of view or from a prime minister's point of view who wants to go down that path. It's almost like the toss of a coin, because half of them have returned the government and half haven't. Added to that is the complication, of course, the big risk, which is that the Senate in Australia has considerable power compared to Senates in other Commonwealth countries and other parliamentary democracies. It's a house of review, but also it can reject a bill from the House of Representatives, and it can decline to pass such a bill, or it can amend a bill. So even if a double dissolution results in the return of the government, there's no guarantee that the Senate will be a cooperative one.
At kahit pa, matapos may tawag ang isang double dissolution election at tumanggi ang Senadong may pasang tinatawag na trigger legislation, maaaring mapatawag ang kapwa mataas at mababang kapulungan para sa tinatawag na joint sitting. Ang termino ng kasalukuyang pamahalaan nakatakdang magtapos sa 11 ng Nobyembre. Ang maagang pagtawag sa halalan na double dissolution election ay kailangang maganap bago ang huling 6 na buwan ng termino nito.